It's one of those things that we've often find ourselves wondering about, but don't like to ask. We don't really want to ask our friends. We don't necessarily want to ask the doctor, but you might find yourself wondering, is my vagina normal? Well, that is the subject of today's episode, which is a recording of an interview that I gave for Leah Jazz on 5FM. We dive into all of the questions that she was certainly not scared to ask me. So whether this is your first time here or you've been here before, welcome. I'm Lisa Welsh. This is In Bed with Lisa, and you are in the right place for conversations to help you to access more pleasure in your life and have fun in bed, because life is too short for mediocre sex. So without further ado, let's dive into today's conversation.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. I've wanted to have you here for ages, so welcome.
Yay, thank you, Leah. Oh, what an absolute honor to be invited on here today. And yes, I equally adore you and your vibe on Instagram too. So thank you for the kind words.
Well, thank you for being here, because throughout Youth Month, I've been wanting to talk about a range of different things, specifically because as young people, I think there are a lot of questions that we're afraid to ask and things we're afraid to talk about. Or we might not even have people that we can talk to about certain things. So I really wanted to create a space where we could ask uncomfortable questions. So tonight we are talking about one of my favorite subjects, the vagina.
Woo-woo!
Woo-woo! Okay, first of all, first things first, let's talk about the difference between a vulva and a vagina, because I think oftentimes people use the word vagina when they mean vulva.
Yes, that's true. Lots of people do that. So the vulva is the bit on the outside. It's everything that you can see. It's all the bits that can touch the underwear. It's basically nearly everything. The vagina is only that stretchy tunnel that goes from the opening between the labia, which are the lips, all the way to the uterus, to the cervix, which is the neck of the uterus. So the vulva is the lips and the clitoris and all of the really fun, pleasurable bits.
Why do you think that the vulva or the vagina is such a point of self-consciousness and contention for people who own them?
Yes, it really is. And I guess it's a combination of things. It can be, you know, a throwaway comment that you know, one of your partners had said, or something you've heard, a joke you've heard your friend saying, like, oh, it stinks like fish, or oh, it's so gross. You know, that's just that kind of idea that they're gross and disgusting and weird and smelly and taste funny, look bizarre. I think that's it. And we don't really get to see other vulvas, really. A lot of vulva owners don't get to see other vulvas. It's not like penis owners. You know, they get to see penises quite a lot in changing rooms and in the bathrooms. And I mean, I'm not saying they go around looking at them, but they're way more
I believe
visible.
It's impolite, but they're yes, they're...
Yes, I think it's impolite too. But like what I'm saying is you don't even get to see your own vulva very easily unless you make an effort.
You need quite a lot of flexibility to be able to check it out, or, you know, at least a hand mirror, which is not something, you know, people don't generally go around checking themselves out. And I think this thing of self-consciousness around the vulva, which I'm going to use where a lot of people would say vagina, it's prevalent. I remember being in school and really just wondering, the main question is my vagina normal? Is it normal? Because you, like you say, you don't know what others look like. So you don't know if your labia is too big or too small, or if other people, and really your only reference point for oftentimes at that age is porn, which features a very particular look when it comes to vulvas.
Yeah. For me, it was like a textbook on giving birth. And then a textbook on, you know, puberty, like a book on puberty. And yeah, sneaking a couple of looks at porn. And all of those vulvas were very neat and tidy and very white, right? Very symmetrical. There were no discoloration. It was just, yeah, like textbook vulvas.
Yeah, which nobody actually has, right?
No, they don't. Unless they've had them surgically created, which is something that is becoming so popular, which is why we know this is now a problem.
And I want to get there. I want to get to that. So, I mean, I think a big point of self-consciousness is the labia. So I just want to straight out ask there, as the expert, what is normal when it comes to labia?
Yeah, that's such a good question, because there is no normal. There is no normal. Labia come in all shapes and sizes. So you have the outer labia, which are like the fattier two lips, the ones that grow hair and usually have the hair removed, but there's no particular reason to remove it except for personal preference. Because in fact, the pubic hair is connected to a nerve and it can be quite pleasurable to tug on them. So yeah, there's no particular need to remove the hair unless you want to. The inner labia are the ones that are inside, and they're thin, they've got no fatty tissue, they've got no hair, and they are created from a completely different kind of tissue. And they are actually erectile tissue, so they can become engorged with blood, they can be a source of great pleasure. So that's what those two things are. But the inner labia in particular don't really like to follow rules. They are not twins. They can be more like sisters. So they're not symmetrical. You can have one longer than the other. You can have, you know, they can be kind of crimped at the edges. They can be different colors. They can be different color to the whole rest of your genitals. They can have darker coloring towards the edges, which I like to think of like those really pretty rose petals, you know, the ones that kind of get darker towards the edge.
Ombre.
They can be, yes, ombre, yes. They can be longer than the outer labia, or they can be shorter. Some people even have like another set of like teeny inner labia around the entrance of the vagina. Like they can be a complete myriad. It's like a flower, like a shell, right? I know it's cliche to say that, but there really are so many different diverse ways that your vulva can look. So there's no normal.
And I've had people particularly expressing concern about length of inner labia being too long. Is there such a thing as too long? I mean, why does a surgical vagina even, or vulva even exist? Why are people going for surgeries?
So I think that it can be a problem. I think that it does exist, that there is an inner labia that is a problem. It does exist, but it's very, very rare. Don't know the percentages here, but the vast, vast, vast majority of people who want a labiaplasty are doing it for aesthetic reasons, and they're actually cutting off erectile tissue. It's so sad. It's so sad. Yeah, there's no right way for your labia to look. And yeah, it can bring so much pleasure. It's just such a shame. And they are there for a reason. They're there to protect your vagina, actually.
Because when you're removing erectile tissue, it's you're removing nerve endings. You're literally cutting off points of pleasure.
Yes. Oh, it's just awful.
So the other thing that I think people who own vaginas become self-conscious about is something you mentioned at the beginning, smell and taste. Is that a cleanliness issue? What's the story there?
I think it's to do with a lot of marketing. So we're marketed these products that are designed to make our vaginas, because now we're talking about the vagina, I think, smell floral or fruity or like a sea breeze, when they're not supposed to. Vaginas are supposed to smell and taste like a vagina, and they do have an odor. That's no doubt about that. They are acidic. They have their own biome, their microbiome. There's a reason for them being that way. It keeps them healthy. So they do have a scent, whether you call it musky or coppery, or, you know, even, yeah, you could say slightly acidic. That is how they're supposed to be. You can get instances where something is wrong, where the smell is far more pungent. And, you know, then I suppose you get that, what everyone says, a fishy smell. Sometimes there's a medical underlying condition. If there is a smell that really smells wrong, then see your doctor. But in general, the vagina should look and taste like it tastes. And that can be like even like a natural yogurt kind of taste, right? That it's never meant to be strawberry or rose.
Yes. Your vagina is supposed to taste like a vagina, not a mango.
Exactly. It's not supposed to. And some of the most expensive perfumes in the world have been created so that the base notes actually smell like the scent of vagina. Like, it's actually the pheromones are, you know, so powerful. And some women swear by wearing their vaginal juices, like, you know, on the back of their neck and on their wrist. And they say that men flock to them. So who knows?
That's the X factor. That's the one. So, you know, you say marketing, is that these vaginal cleansing products, and are they necessary at all?
In my opinion, absolutely not. Absolutely not. The vagina should not be cleaned. The vagina is self-cleaning. It is completely designed to be left alone. The vulva can be cleaned with a gentle cleanser or water. Like, it doesn't need anything complicated. It doesn't need a special deodorant, does not need a special wipe or a special cleanser. A gentle cleanser is what it needs, and nothing between the inner labia. The vagina doesn't need a thing. And if you start to stick stuff up there and try and douche or, you know, wipe it out or clean it out, then you're going to cause a lot of trouble because you impact the ecosystem, you kill the healthy bacteria, and that allows the bad bacteria to grow, and it actually makes you more susceptible to STIs. It's actually a very bad thing to play around with cleaning your vagina. It knows what it's doing, just so you can back off.
So even just water is fine.
Just water, yeah.
Awesome. And finally, I want to know, a lot of propaganda, I want to say, that I heard when I was growing up, is the idea that sex will change your vagina, or that somebody will know whether or not you've had sex for the first time. Does sex actually change your vagina or your vulva?
No. Your vagina can like push out a gigantic baby and virtually go back to normal so that you wouldn't know. A doctor would probably know, but you wouldn't. And sex, no. I mean, we all know, and we don't all know, but the hymen is one of those pieces of anatomy that nobody knows exactly why it's there. And it can present itself in all manner of forms, broken, torn, this way, that way. It's not that. A hymen is not a good indicator of whether or not you've had sex. Absolutely not. Your vagina won't change because you've had sex. No, it's, your vagina is a wonderful, self-cleaning, totally transforming thing. It has this beautiful skin that refreshes itself so much faster than all of the other skin on our bodies. The internal skin of the vagina replenishes like every 96 hours or something ridiculous. So it's like this phenomenal part of us that we're so ashamed of, but whoa, it's amazing.
So what would you say to someone who's listening right now who maybe feels a bit self-conscious about their own vagina or vulva?
Whether you feel self-conscious about your vulva or your vagina, know that you're not alone, and virtually every single vagina owner on this planet has felt the same way as you. We've all been there, and we still go back there from time to time because actually the stories around them are very negative. And, you know, we're here with our one that looks a bit weird that we've, you know, we're not sure about. And I just want to tell you that you're normal, and this is a really beautiful part of your body. And you are going to be with it for a lifetime. It's going to grow with you. And I believe that your connection with it will grow. I really recommend checking out thevulvagallery.com, which is a website just full of art of various vulvas, just to show you how very normal you are amongst the world of vulvas.
And that each one is unique. Thank you so much, Lisa, for taking the time to chat to me tonight.
Talking sex, love, and pleasure on 5FM. It's Leah Jazz.
I really hope that you learned something new today. Drop me a DM at In Bed With Lisa to let me know. And if there's something you really want me to cover or somebody you would love me to interview, let me know that too. I want to hear from you. And before I go, if you would like more free educational content about having fun in bed, then head to my website, inbedwithlisa.com/guide. And you can grab my free 56-page ebook called The A to Z of Fun Sex. It is full of ideas to make you want to cancel tonight's plans. Be warned. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I'll see you next time.